Hello, everyone. Hello, loved ones. Welcome to Infinite Love Radio, enlightening conversations, inspiring guests. I'm Michelle Morovati, your host. I'm a spiritual healer, teacher, and author of 101 Transformational Insights for Mind, Body, and Soul. My global vision is to connect people to create oneness, and through support and universal guidance, educate people about the power within to heal oneself and others. Simply, I'm here to be present. I'm here to love myself and love you all. You can learn more about me by visiting www.spiritualityinsideandout.com. As well, I invite all of your questions, comments, suggestions to my email address, infiniteloveradio@yahoo.com or michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com. Today and every day, my intention is to support you to awaken to your true self in the present moment and to cause and create oneness inside and out. Thank you for your participation and this opportunity for me to serve you. I am really grateful and I really love you from my heart to your heart, soul to soul. The love is present right here, right now. On today's show, I will be sharing with you a prayer just like always, followed by my special inspiring guest, who is Farhad Kazemi. He has been researching health and healing modalities for more than a decade and is a certified reconnective healer, theta healing, and Dianetic counseling. He's currently practicing and teaching EFT, which is Emotional Freedom Technique, an energy therapy technique, which we'll be hearing all about it, all of his healing modalities that he is certified in. His website is www.farhadkazemi.com. Let me spell that. That's www.farhadkazemi.com. And in today's world, names such as mine and Farhad's is norm these days, right? Sure it is. But for now, I invite you to get present with me. I invite you, come here right now, wherever I am, you are, for we are all one. Come here in your consciousness, wherever our guest is, I am, you are, for we are all one. When I say come here, it means come in here in your consciousness, right where you are. I invite you to get present. How? I invite you to consciously relax into the present moment. How can you relax? Choose to relax. How can you choose? By conscious choice, I choose to relax into the moment. You can as well just shake out your body, shake out your arms, shake out your shoulders, shake out your head. Check out your waist, your legs, and really allow yourself to be present with us for a magnificent show. In this moment, I invite you for a few cleansing breaths. Here we go. One, take a deep cleansing breath in. And exhale, relaxing into the now. Knowing that as you breathe in, you're grounding into the moment. Feeling yourself present and alive. One more deep cleansing breath in. And again, exhale. Yes. Sound it out. Release any tension you're holding in your throat. Let it go. And again, one more deep cleansing breath in. And exhale. Grounding into the now, relaxing into the now, being present with all that there is, for you are so worthy and deserving of being here in the now. We all have been living in the past and in the future for too long, carrying the burdens of the past, carrying the worries, the doubts, and the fears of the future. Where is this future? Where was this past? It is no longer here. For you and I and all are here. Can you be open to this? Will you allow to be open to this, which is the now? Are you willing to be open to your true self, your heart self, your inner self, your authentic self, your spirit, your God self, the universe within you? Are you willing to be open at this time? I invite you to say, to declare, I am open to my true self. I am open to my authentic self. I am open to my natural self. Who is this person? It is you, inside you. It is where I am, right where I am. Inside me, inside my guest, is this true self. As we are authentic, as we are real, as we release any judgment here in the now, as we release any resistance here in the now, as we release any attachments here in the now, what will happen? We are simply being. Who is being? I am being. You are being. Our guest is being. We are all being. Being what? Being real. Being authentic. Being true to ourselves. Being true to love. Being true to God and the oneness. Being true to the light within our souls. Being true to humanity. Being true to all creation. Being authentic inside and out. Being open and receptive to all of God, the divine, the blessing, all that there is, the light eternally in Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and in all the cosmos. The light within our souls revealing itself as we are open to give and receive. In this moment of gratitude and appreciation for who we are, where we are, all that we have, we are grateful for every single thing and every single person in our life, for all of our experiences, for all of the possibilities that we can and we are creating moment by moment. I invite all of us to think wondrous, miraculous thoughts. I invite all of us to use words that are life-enhancing. Communicate in such a way that brings joy in our heart and joy to the ones that we are in contact with. I invite all of us to take actions that are empowering, inspiring, enlightening, and awakening in such a way that it impacts not only us, our loved ones, and the planet Earth, and all-inclusive as of God's creation, deeds that are life-enhancing. I invite all of us to be open to this and be the creators of a magnificent, wondrous life, for we are so worthy and deserving of doing so. With this I say, and so it is, amen, and I'm grateful. Thank you for being here with us. It is my pleasure. Once again, I invite you to stay attuned and present as we speak with our guest, Farhad Kazemi, again, who has been researching health and healing modalities for more than a decade and is certified in reconnected healing, theta healing, and Dianetic counseling. He's currently practicing and teaching EFT, which is Emotional Freedom Technique. We will hear all about all of these healing modalities and techniques. And Farhad's website again is www.farhadkazemi.com. And without further ado, we will welcome Farhad to the show. Farhad, welcome.
Thank you very much. Hi, Michelle, and hello to all the listeners out there.
Farhad, thank you very much for accepting my invitation to be on this show, sharing all of your researches and all of your knowledge to all of us. We appreciate you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me on the show.
You know, as I was searching your website, the front page, you have written such a beautiful welcome that is so heart-inspiring. If I have permission, I'm just going to read a little bit, which is, "Hello, my friend, and welcome to your spiritual home on the World Wide Web. This site is dedicated to you as a spiritual being, your health, your personal development, and spiritual growth. It is from my heart to yours. It is the result of many years of study, contemplation, planning, research, and a deep desire to be of service to you and all of humanity. Once again, this is not my website. This is Farhad's website, what I just read. his welcome page. It is so beautiful. Farhad, what inspired you to write such a beautiful welcome to all of us?
Well, this is something that I've been wanting to do for a very long time, but it just took me a while to learn about the web design and you know, the mechanics of the site and how to do it. It took me about a little over a year to do that, but I've had the idea for about 6 years. So being a procrastinator, it took me a while to put everything together and, you know, in a format that I could present to you.
Oh, I love it. Well, you just said being a procrastinator. So I'm sure you use all of your healing modalities to release that, huh?
Yes, actually, that's one of the things I've been wanting to, heal about myself for a long time.
Wow, beautiful. It is really, really an honor to speak to you, someone that authentically, and you're so vulnerable to write this, to be of service to you and all of humanity. I'm so aligned, and I'm sure that there's so many people out there. And looking, you have so many pages of wonderful information for all of us, sharing about EFT, theta healing, Scientology, diet, weight loss. Actually, I have the paper, and I'm reading it. Fluoride alert, body detox. Wow. A lot of information that you just openly sharing through all of your discoveries with us. Thank you. You even have your favorite books, quotes, movies. So what inspired you to actually come up with all these ideas of sharing? Because I haven't run across any website that has so many sharings in it.
What I wanted to do is create a picture of health on my site, and as I continue to research that, and I continue to add to that every day. I used to want to be a doctor, a medical doctor, time I was growing up, and also throughout college. But then I had some experiences that caused me to change my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I decided to look at healing and health from different perspectives, from an Eastern perspective and from other perspectives.
Right. I love what you just said, a picture of health.
Yes.
Isn't that all we want, to be healthy and energetic inside and out? So I'm going to start by asking you about EFT, specifically because this is what you're practicing and teaching, and it seems like it's one of your passions, huh?
Yes, it is. I've actually stumbled upon EFT a while ago, and I've been using it on myself, and I've seen some great results. And I usually try things on myself first to see how they work and what kind of results I get before I tell someone about it. So all the stuff that you see on my website, you know, I've used it on myself first.
Mm-hmm. So when one person gets results, we know that other people can get results as well. Is this your philosophy?
Absolutely, absolutely. If it's possible for one person, then it's possible for any of us.
I love that, because we're all one. If I'm able to heal myself with a certain or two or three modalities, there's a possibility that others and you as well. So EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Technique and is an energy therapy technique developed by Mr. Gary Craig, right?
That is correct. He actually developed it from based on another technique called thought field therapy by Mr. Roger Callahan. This technique basically uses the acupuncture points, which are called acupressure points, which are different points on the energy channels of the body called meridians. And at these points energy can get blocked, and we use, instead of using needles, we use our fingertips to tap these special acupressure points, and release the energy block.
I just want to share with you, Farhad and all of our guests, that I actually used this morning. I had a slight headache, and I remember that this is a fantastic technique, and after three times of tapping, the headache just dissolved. And it's really, really so simple, Farhad, right?
Yes, it is. It's very effective for headaches. I used it on my cousin's wife. You know, she would get, headaches from time to time, and especially after she had, like, a big party. And I used it on her for about 10 minutes, and we discovered some thoughts that was causing the emotion behind the headache. And once we addressed those issues, then the headache disappeared.
Right. So some people out there may be getting some of what we're saying, and they may not be getting some of what we're saying. Okay, so this is wonderful. We really don't need any tools. Our tools are our fingertips. And I just want to share, the first time I came across EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, was 6 years ago, that I actually used it as a part of the healing process of my lupus. And I used it, this is what I would say, and I would tap on my chest very lightly. In spite of all of my problems, I still love and accept myself. In spite of all my problems, I still love and accept myself. And it's so empowering to even hear these words coming out of our own mouth, you know?
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes, that's actually one of the things that I really love about EFT, aside from being so simple, easy to learn, and not requiring any tools, is that it uses three very powerful healing principles, which is one, forgiveness, second, love, and third is self-acceptance. And when you combine these three principles with the energy meridians in the body, you can create some very powerful healing.
Right. And if we could always love ourselves, accept ourselves, and forgive ourselves, wow, our energy, our health, our well-being. And this is such a great tool. Now, can you go further into where do we tap? I mean, I know that you do have a picture of a wonderful guy on your website with the pressure points. I mean, Farhad is going to share all of this with us, but for anyone who's interested, you can just visit his website again, www.farhadkazemi.com, and you can learn more about it. So would you share us where these tappings are? Where do we tap? Where are the acupressure points?
Absolutely. The way the technique works is that first you tap with the four fingers of your dominant hand on the karate chop point of the other hand. The karate chop point is the fleshy part of your hand between your wrist and your little finger, the end of your little finger. That's the point that the karate people use to, like, break boards. That's why it's called karate chop point.
Mm-hmm.
And this point is... And while we're tapping this point, we're repeating a set of phrase. We're setting up our session and telling the mind what we're going to address. For instance, if you have a headache, you say, even though I have this headache, I completely and deeply love and accept and forgive myself. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the setup phrase always starts out with, even though I have such and such condition, I completely and deeply love and accept and forgive myself. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you repeat this about at least three times. I usually do three times, and then I do several times of variations. Even though I have created this headache, even though... I have manifested this headache, even though I have caused this headache, even though I have this headache, even though such person gave me this headache. You don't want to say such and such person gave me this headache, because you make them the cause.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So you want to be in a position of power and say that, even though I have created this headache.
Right. Taking responsibility, right?
What's that?
Taking responsibility?
Yes, taking responsibility. That's the first step for changing basically any condition in our life.
Mm, beautifully said. And then?
Then you start tapping with two fingers on the first point and concentrating on the pain. And the first point is at the beginning of the eyebrow on the inside, just above your nose. So just above the bridge of your nose, a little bit to the left or a little bit to the right, where your eyebrow starts. So as we're tapping on this point, we say this headache, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we want to focus on the pain. So I'm going to go through the rest of the points real quick, and then
yes.
We're going to come back and talk about the structure of the session. So that was the first point that was at the beginning of the eyebrow. The second point is on the side of the eye on the outside. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Third point is just below the eye, on the bony part. Okay? The next point is under the nose. Next one is on the chin, between the tip of your chin and your lower lip. Next point is the collarbone. It's where your collarbone meets the sternum, just below that U-shaped bone. A little bit to the left or a little bit to the right, you feel that little dip in your under your collarbone.
Is that the tender part?
Yes, it's the tender part.
Okay, cool.
This is a very important point. Some years ago, I asked a chiropractor about certain pressure points to activate for general energy points for well-being, and this was one of the points that he recommended.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in Theta Healing, we use this point to align our energy flow. Let's say if you're doing muscle testing and you find out your energy flow is reversed, this is a point that you tap to get your energy flowing in the right direction again.
Okay, and we will talk about Theta Healing later in the show.
Yeah.
For anyone that's going, what?
Yeah.
Okay,
I don't
excellent.
Want to confuse anyone. I just wanted to stress that this is an important point.
Right, right. And then the next is?
The next one is under the arm. If you go about four or five fingers lower than your armpit, it's on the side of the rib cage, under your armpit.
Good. So overall, how many points?
Overall, I think there are eight or nine points.
Right, right.
And then the last one is on top of the head, a little bit towards the back of the head.
Okay. And so each point we tap on three times while repeating our statement, our declaration?
On each point I would recommend doing at least 7 to 10 taps or for a full breath.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if someone comes to you with a certain problem, does it take a whole, like, is it an hour session or how does it work?
Sometimes it's less than that. Sometimes it's more because while we're, let's say we're concentrating on the headache and that there are certain thoughts and feelings that come up, okay? And we need to address those things as well in order to completely cure and address the headache.
Right. So it helps and supports us to go into the root cause of the headache, not just the surface, not just symptoms, getting you know, popping a pill or anything like that, right? It can go deeper and deeper into the linings, into the root and the source and the origin of the manifestation, which is a thought, right?
Absolutely. It all starts with a thought. What you see in your body, all the diseases that we see today, the theory is that these are all manifestations. So when you see something physical like a rash or aches and pains and various diseases, these are manifestations. And before that can happen, there are emotional and mental underlying issues, kind of like a root of a tree. Okay, the tree can't pop up without having a root. in the ground. So that's the thought is the root that we're looking for.
Mm-hmm. And let us all be open listeners to going within and really getting to the root. A lot of us are fearful to know what is in there. You know what we've been hiding for years, right? I mean, I'm the cause? I mean, I have really created this and that? You mean I have? Yes, we have. Not our neighbor, not the person that just crossed us while we were driving. We are responsible. And what an empowering, you know, decision, choice it will be when the day we wake up and say, we are responsible for our thoughts, for this creation. Honestly, I think it's great. Farha, now from my understanding, EFT is used also for addictions, weight issues, relationships, trauma, even improving eyesight, increasing and attracting abundance, business. Is that true? Anything else that you'd like to add?
Absolutely. I mean, any condition you can think of in your life, you can use it on. Actually, there is a new documentary out, kind of like The Secret. It's in the same format as The Secret and What to Believe. And its name is, I think, Use It on Everything. I have a link to it on my EFT page.
Okay.
At the bottom.
Fantastic. Just taking this opportunity to reintroduce our guests. This is Infinite Love Radio. I'm Michelle Morovati. We have been talking to our beautiful guest, Farha Kazemi, who has been researching health and healing modalities for more than a decade and is certified in reconnective healing, theta healing, Dianetic counseling, and is currently practicing and teaching EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. His website is www.farhadkazemi.com. And the spelling for that is F as in Frank, A-R-H-A-D-K-A-Z-E-M-I. And we have been talking about EFT right now. And later on the show, we will be touching upon the reconnective healing, theta healing, and Dianetic counseling. This is so fascinating. I want to ask you about the surrogate work. Someone else tapping for someone else. I'm so intrigued by this. Actually, this morning I read in the EFT Insight newsletter that someone used the mother of a child to calm a child down while the mom was tapping for the child. Have you personally have any experience in doing surrogate work?
No, I haven't had much experience with that aspect of EFT, but I do find it very interesting that, you know, we can use it like that to heal, you know, via someone else.
Right. And so as well, you're teaching EFT. Do you have any workshops, or how can the people get in contact with you to learn or have a session with you? What's your contact?
Well, they can contact me at 323-668-1826 if they have, you know, if they need some help to working through some issues, or if they'd like to do a session. I do sessions over the phone, or if they're in the LA area, you know, then we can meet at a place and, you know, do a session.
Yes. Wonderful. You said phone sessions also. Is this for EFT or all the healing modalities that you work with?
EFT I could do over the phone. Dianetics I prefer to do in person. Theta healing can definitely be done over the phone.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah, these are the ones that I do mainly over the phone, is EFT and theta healing.
Wonderful, wonderful. You have so many tricks up your sleeve. Now we're going to shift from, we're going to move from EFT to theta healing. And I looked this up on your website. You wrote, an interesting energy healing method that was developed by Miss Vianna Sitiball?
Vianna Seibel.
Seibel, oh, okay. And she used it to cure herself from lymphatic cancer. Wow. And is this when she awakened to this healing modality?
Yes, actually, what she did is the cancer had spread all over her body, and she was basically told by the doctor to go home and die, basically. And she was a psychic and decided, you know, hey, you know, can I use these abilities to heal myself? And she decided to try it, and it worked. She was completely cured, and she decided to teach it to the rest of us. God bless her soul.
Really, God bless her. She really has a mission here, huh?
Yes. And she systematized this and refined the technique, and now she's teaching it to people all over
the
place.
Wow. So for our listeners that may be a little bit confused or not getting everything that we're saying, so she was a psychic, and through her psychic ability, she tapped into her intuition, her all-knowing, and learned how to heal herself. Is that accurate, basically?
Yes. She learned how to tap into the source energy and use the source energy to create a healing in her own, to command a healing in her own body, basically.
Right. So this is one way the power within heals that I, every week after week, and since my own healing, I've been dedicated to bring this awareness to people that we do have this power within us when we choose to be open to it. It's the realm of all possibilities inside and out. And so what inspired you to be a certified Theta healing practitioner?
I went to an introductory workshop by Mr. Brent Phillips, and I was inspired with his story. And when you listen to how many health conditions he had, it is unbelievable. I mean, I didn't have any major health issues in my life. So when I listened to his story and how he was able to overcome, you know, all these conditions through Theta healing, I was really inspired. And on top of that, I was always interested in finding out a technique to connect to this universal energy that is available to all of us.
Right, right. It's the oneness. It's the oneness, everyone.
It's the oneness.
It's the oneness. It's love. It's pure. It's here in the now as we tap into it and be open to it. So is this only for disease, the Theta healing? Is it only for physical disease, or can you help people clear up for prosperity, clear up for relationships, clear up for their life purpose? I'm going on and on. But what is this? What can it be used for, this Theta healing?
Actually, you can use Theta healing for any of those issues. Again, the underlying problems that we see in our lives is a thought. It's a consideration. It's something that we believe. It's a belief. So if you can find that underlying belief by asking, you know, probing and asking the patient, you know, certain questions, and then going to the source energy and creating a change in that thought, that then everything that comes from that thought is also going to be changed.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so from your experience, let's say there's someone that is extremely under stress, which is half the population, I guess. I don't know. Every other person on this planet Earth is stressed. When you're working with them, what is the common belief that comes up when they say, I'm stressed? What would you say is the common
Well, stress is a very common issue, and the underlying belief could be very very different for each person. So you have to you can't just say this is the solution to stress. You have to look at that person and see what is causing that stress in their life. Is it their work? Is it their environment? Is it someone in their environment? Someone at work? You need to find out what it is that is causing that stress. But you have to dig deeper.
Right. Wonderful. I love what you said. So suggesting that instead of we hop all over the place and try to look outside of ourselves where the stress is. Go inside. Take time out in stillness. What is causing stress for me? How am I causing stress for myself? What can I do to be more relaxed? How can I create more fun in my life? What can I change? How can I change my lifestyle? Such questions that we can ask ourselves.
Exactly.
Yes?
Exactly.
Yes, yes. Go inside. Take time out. There's no excuse, everyone. There is no excuse. The only excuse is that we can live with stress all around and just live with pain and suffering and complain all the time, which is not really beneficial. So a session of theta healing with you, is this like an hour, or do you combine theta healing with other modalities when a person comes to you? Let's say they say, I have a lot of stress and I'm in a lot of pain, for example.
Although it's not generally recommended to mix practices, but sometimes I find that by using elements from one practice into another, it does help the process a little bit, which is sometimes unique. That's a unique perspective that you can attain by studying different methods. Because if you only study one modality, they only teach you one way of doing things. Whereas if you study several, you can see patterns, and then you can choose, different elements. Another question when it comes to stress, another beneficial question to ask is, how is this stress serving me? Or how is this condition serving me?
Oh, yes. Okay. Oh, yes.
That headache is serving you somehow, even though it might be a very, on a conscious level, it might be a very stupid reason. On a subconscious level, it will make sense to the subconscious. So it is, the reason it's there is because it's somehow serving you. Either it's getting you sympathy, either it's getting people, to help you or do things for you or feel sorry for you, or there is some way that it's serving you, or it is helping you not to confront something that you're afraid of in your life.
Right. Fahad, do you mean serving us in a disempowering way, actually, while we're thinking that it's so like complicated, but then it's like so real, it's like so simple. We create these stresses and pains and sufferings on an unconscious level, and we choose at times not to let it go because we do get attention, we do get pity. Is this what you're saying, in a way?
Yes. It's not serving us in the highest way. It's serving us in a disempowering way. Let's say, for instance, personal thing. For a long time, I didn't want to practice healing, but I really loved it, so I kept studying and going to all these seminars, but I didn't want to practice it. When I really decided to take a look at the issue, I found out some fears and some issues that were keeping me from actually practicing this. And once I addressed those, then I was a lot more comfortable and a lot more effective in practicing these healing techniques.
Right. So once you chose to address it, you cleared yourself, you became open to the possibilities of sharing your gifts.
Absolutely.
So what comes up, yes. So what comes up is that it's also how it's serving us, it's keeping us in our comfort zone. We don't have to take responsibility, we don't have to grow, we don't have to move, we can just remain right where we are.
Absolutely. Well, growing requires us to step outside of our comfort zone. Just like with, weight training. When you have a personal trainer, they have the overload principle. If you always train with a 20-pound dumbbell, then you're not going to grow. You have to step outside of it. You have to increase the weight. You have to go to 30 pounds. Then you got to keep increasing it to 35, to 40. You keep increasing it in increments in order to grow. Same thing spiritually. If we don't step out of our comfort zone and we don't face our fears and what is stopping us, if we don't look, then we're not going to grow. And all that takes courage.
And we do have the courage inside.
We do have the courage inside. We have to dig in deep and find it and face our fears. Otherwise, we're not going to grow.
I have a beautiful declaration today. Everybody, all together, I am courageous.
I am courageous.
I choose to step out of my comfort zone to experience something magnificent. I am ready, willing, and able. I am ready, willing, and able to step out of my comfort zone. I am ready, willing, and able. And you will see how the universe, how God, the divine, whatever term you have for the higher power, will guide you, will support you, is watching you every step out of the way. All you have to say is, I'm ready, willing, able, I choose it now, and I'm courageous, I am being supported at all times, I trust. Amen to that. I get high with all these statements.
Amen. That was beautiful.
Really, the universe is just here. The universe, God, Source, Creator, allness, oneness, love, whatever you want to call it. Every time I have to say all of this. Whatever it is for you, loves to love you. Loves to support you. Loves to protect you. Loves to be available because we're all one. This Source energy, this God, is one with us. How do I know this? I know it because I'm open to it. I feel it. I see it. I hear it. I sense it in my life. I see how wondrous, amazing things come into my life. Clear me. Help me. Show me. Lead me. I'm ready, willing, and able. Oh, I just get high by your statement. Oh, I crack myself up. I don't know if there's a listener out there going, huh? But I'm cracking myself up. So, switching off to the other healing modality, let's talk about reconnective healing. Reconnective healing. So you're a practitioner of also reconnective healing. Can you share with us which one this one is now? How does this one work?
Actually, reconnective healing was developed by Dr. Eric Pearl, who is a chiropractor, and through some serious so-called coincidental events in his life, he came to discover this and developed it and started to teach it. What I love about reconnective healing is that it is so simple. It is so simple, you don't even need to know what the patient has. You don't even need to know their condition. You don't need to know a bunch of different techniques of doing this and that. You just connect up to the source and you channel the energy. You allow the source energy to flow through you and to the patient. And all you do is you direct it with your hand without touching the person. So you're away from the person, you know, a couple of feet, 2-3 feet or even more. And you feel where the energy is needed, and you just feel it with your hands, and you go where it's needed, and you allow it to do its thing without consciously interfering and saying, okay, I need to do this, I need to do that, and you just let it flow. It is so simple, and it's very very effective.
Right. So this is wonderful. It sounds like it's very simple for you, but what about people out there that are going, okay, you mean I have to step out of the way? Then who am I if I have nothing to do with this? Then where do I stand? Okay, what can we say is that God is the healer, the universe, divine love is the source of all, the divine intelligence knows best, and we just choose to be conduits, right, vessels, instruments for the healing to take place.
Absolutely. Conduit is a great word for it. You connect the two energies. You connect the energy of the source to the patient. So actually, you are doing something, but you don't want to be doing something at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You are there, but you want to get out of the way and allow the energy to do its thing. And when you do that, then the person that you're working on will get exactly what they need at that time.
That's so wonderful. That means for their highest, greatest good and well-being, that us human beings will not interfere with our egos and judgments and expectations and attachments, and we will let the energy do what is best for the highest good of the other person.
Absolutely. What is for their best and highest good. You don't know if that condition they have, you know, it might be good for them. I mean, it might serve their purpose somehow. Maybe that person has this rare disease that the doctors are supposed to study and come up with some cure, and you know, there's some kind of learning that can come out of these life events. So even though it might seem to us that, oh, this person has this cancer and it's so bad, maybe it's a wake-up call to help them look at their lives, look at their priorities, look at their families. Maybe they're working way too much and they're not paying attention to their own self or their spiritual growth or the health of their family or their loved ones. So sometimes these conditions are, you know, are good for us, are for our highest good.
Right.
So when we look at that from that perspective, and we look at the total person, then we can, you know, arrange their whole environment and their life to create total health, mm-hmm. as opposed to just eliminating a condition or a symptom as being our goal.
Right. And you are talking to someone that actually went through this pain and suffering, such as my lupus central nervous system. That probably I would not have changed to the person that I am right now if I hadn't had that disease, the pain and suffering and living in the darkness and seeing myself on a wheelchair, but yet day in and day out praying to the divine, praying to God, help me get any learnings in order for me to grow, in order for me to be healed. And boy, did I get learning after learning after learning. And as I got my learnings, this healed, headache healed, chest pain, arthritis, numbness, dizziness, you know, one by one there was learnings that came through and I became conscious and I became aware and I awakened to who I really am and all of the illusion that I had created in my life. So true. I had to go through that in order to grow spiritually. You're right on.
Absolutely. I mean, you wouldn't be the person you are today, and we wouldn't be having this radio show, and the listeners would not be getting all the benefit that they're getting from this this radio show if those events had not happened in your life.
Right.
So I think we should all be grateful for that condition and grateful to you for what you created in your life.
Thank you.
Just so that we could all have the benefit of having you here.
Thank you. That's so kind. Thank you. Actually, you know, when I did have this awakening through my pain and suffering, the only thing I could say was, thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this disease. Thank you. It was the most magnificent experience. I had these words come out of my mouth to people, to large groups of people, because I was like, without this pain and suffering, I wouldn't be where I am right now. So we don't see it sometimes. We don't see it most of the times when we're in the darkness, we're in the pain and suffering and disabled and disempowered. But really, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. So taking this time again to reintroduce our guest, this is Infinite Love Radio. I'm Michelle Morovati. We've been talking to Farha Kazemi, who has been researching health and healing modalities for more than a decade and is certified in reconnective healing, theta healing, and Dianetic counseling. Currently, he practices and teaches EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. His website is www.farhadkazemi.com. And we've been talking about EFT, theta healing, reconnective, and we're going to touch upon Dianetics right here, right now. But before we do that, Farhad, do you have an email address that people can reach you, ask you, you know, connect to you?
Absolutely. It's very simple. It's farhad@farhadkazemi.com.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. So we don't have a lot of time left, but what we do, we're going to use in a magnificent way. We're going to talk about Dianetics. So you're a Dianetics counseling, right?
Yes.
Dianetic counseling, yes.
Dianetic means, Dia means through, and Nos means the soul. So basically, Dianetics means through the mind, or what the mind is doing to the body. I mean, even doctors know that more than 70% of illnesses today are psychosomatic. That means the body is making the mind sick. So if you go through the mind and you find, again, you find the thought or the decision or the belief that is underlying the disease, and you eliminate that thought, then you eliminate the condition or the disease. So Dianetics is a special technique for doing that.
Right. And do you work on a subconscious level with Dianetics? It's through words? Is it hypnotherapy? Do you hypnotize people? How does it work?
Dianetics can be called the reverse of a hypnosis, because we are all, in a sense, we are hypnotized in many different ways. You know, every time you are under physical or emotional pain, your awareness is lowered. Your conscious awareness, and at this time, everything that is in your environment can go into your subconscious mind and can act as a post-hypnotic command. The same way that a hypnotist can bring you up on a stage and hypnotize you, so that every time he scratches your nose, you sneeze, and then he wakes you up, and every time he scratches his nose, you sneeze, and you don't know why. Okay, and you start justifying this in different ways, but the truth of the matter is that there is a command in your subconscious mind that is creating that. So with Dianetic, we are able to go in there and find out what's in our subconscious, and then erase that so that it's not controlling us without our awareness anymore.
Right? Is this beliefs again?
These are beliefs. Like, let's say you have an accident. Okay, and somebody is passing by, and they're trying to look, and somebody asks them what's going on, and he says, "Oh, I can't see." Well, this phrase, "I can't see," goes into your subconscious, okay, and then the next time you're in the similar environment, this command is re-stimulated. So next time you're in a car, you know, your eyesight could be lowered. Okay, because you're in a similar environment and your subconscious feels the danger. Therefore, it activates that command in order to protect you. But the subconscious mind is not very smart. So so it doesn't know that it's actually hindering your survival. It thinks that it's contributing to your survival, when in actuality it is lowering your survival by doing that.
Beautiful. So what you do with this is to serve people in such a way that they can change these limiting decisions and beliefs from their subconscious mind to create new and empowering beliefs.
Absolutely. When you take the person into their subconscious mind, and you take them through that accident, and they see that, hey, I didn't say that. That didn't come from me. That's not my idea. And at that time, then it loses its effect on the person.
This has been beautiful awareness for all of us, Farhad. All of your sharings about EFT, about reconnective healing, theta healing, Dianetic counseling. You are really full of energy, full of vibrant energy, full of God energy, wanting to help and serve humanity, just like you said on your front page. We're so grateful. Thank you. Before we close for now, is there anything that you would like to convey to the listeners out there?
Yes. My advice to the listeners is that not to take something that somebody says, especially like a doctor, as the final word. I was just watching the last lecture by... I forget the person's name, is a university professor on Oprah, last night, and it was very inspiring. But he was convinced that because the doctors told him that he only had 2 months to live, that he only had 2 months to live. He was convinced that he was going to die. I just want to ask our listeners to do their own research, to take responsibility for their own health, get second opinions, explore alternative methods of healing, and there's plenty of them out there. There's a lot of great books. There's a lot of great healers out there. There's a lot of information on the internet. And to do their own research and do what feels best for them, not, you know, just go somewhere and have somebody shove a pill in their mouth and, you know, take that as a final word.
Mm.
And I also want the listeners to know that, you know, I'm sending them my love and healing, and I hope that they have enjoyed the show.
Oh, thank you so much. We certainly have enjoyed your presence. God bless you in this journey, in this lifetime. Blessings to you. Thank you again. We've been talking to Farhad Kazemi. Again, his website is www.farhadkazemi.com. Blessings to you, Farhad.
Thank you very much for having me on the show, Michelle. Thank you.
And that's Infinite Love Radio for this week. The wonders of the world, the wonders of life inside and out, as we open to all possibilities, as we open to all these healing modalities that God, the divine, the universe, the divine presence of love and all that there is has provided for us to awaken inside and out, to awaken to our true self, to awaken to the power of healing within us. We are never ever alone. For our God self, our true self, our authentic self, our spirit is awaiting to awaken inside of us with love, with joy, with truth, with happiness, with healing, with wonderful connections as we are all one. I am one with you, you are one with me, we are all one, I love you. For now, I invite you to breathe in infinite love into every cell in your body and breathe it out and give it to the whole world. Thank you for being present with me. Again, I'm Michelle Morovati. Thank you. Blessings to you all. I love you. Until next week. Good day.